Ayo. 1, 2. Here it is, it's the road to Shambhala. Ha ha ha. Not actually gonna flow, so keep your paw off the stop button. Because I'm actually not going to freestyle rap for the intro of the show. I think that would be quite detrimental to our goals here, which are to say hello. Thank you so much for downloading the Road to Shambhala podcast this week. I'm Sam Dingman, your host, and I hope you're having an excellent Christmas week. If you are into Christmas or just a good holiday time, on the show this week, it's going to be a little bit of a different version than what we usually do. I am not at my beloved Stuck Between Studios in Brooklyn, New York, but rather at my homestead back in Alexandria, Virginia, and therefore unable to record an episode on my actual equipment. I'm using a janky old laptop with a busted old version of GarageBand and the onboard microphone of the laptop, so I apologize for the sound quality. I will endeavor to not do too much talking during the show. But rather, what we're going to do is play some music. While I've been here, I'm puttering around, as I'm wont to do while visiting, and I found all this music that I had lying around on this laptop and on burned CDs and stuff, and I was realizing this is all stuff that I'd gotten sort of before the internet was the main way of finding people's music or checking out people's music. It was all in burned CDs or one, as you'll hear, I got at the college bookstore a few years ago, and I was realizing back when that was the way people shared music with each other, if you weren't either at the show or if you didn't know somebody in the band or have somebody referred to you, probably weren't going to hear it, because a lot of this is stuff that people just made because they wanted to make some music and didn't really intend to, you know, have it race to the top of the charts or anything. But now that it's been played on the Road to Shambhala, all of that will change. Anyway, so I thought it might be kind of cool to play it for you here, just because, you know, there's a pretty good chance that you wouldn't hear it otherwise. Not that I think I have some amazing amount of musical taste and I'm going to blow your minds with this stuff that I happen to have lying around my archives, but it's just some great music that I hadn't thought about for a while and was excited to discover, so I hope you will enjoy hearing it. We're going to start off with a band called Trio Agua Fria, playing some very lovely country music. The personnel are Maria Alvarez, Louisa Boyman, and Joy Mills, and the song is called Sad and Lonely, which, by the way, are two adjectives that will not apply to you after you hear these lovely sounds.
My heart is sad and I am lonely for the only woman I love. When will I see her? Oh, no, never till we meet in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willow under the weeping willow tree. So she may know where I am sleeping and perhaps she'll weep for me. Told me that she dearly loved me. How could I believe it untrue? Until the angel softly whispered, she will prove untrue to you. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll wait for me. God, where can she be? She's out a-courting with another and no longer cares for me. Oh, bury me beneath the willow under the weeping willow tree, so she may know where I am sleeping and perhaps she'll wait for me.
So there you have it. That is Trio Agua Fria with Sad and Lonely. Next up is a band called OGS,
which so I was in a band at Swarthmore. You may be noticing a pattern here. So I was in this band, the name of which was an acronym, DROARS, DROARS. Do I have that right? Yes, DROARS, which stood for Drunken Raving Ostriches Acting Real Strange. Now, it was a terrible name for a band, but it was a pretty cool band, if I do say so myself. Played a lot of R&B and soul classics and whatnot. Played at the Fall Formal. It was kind of a big deal. Anyway, we were in this band, and we'd been rehearsing for a little while, and I said to some of the people who had invited me to join, man, you guys sound so great. It's like you've been playing together for years. Have you guys like been in bands before together? So they all kind of looked at the floor, and then one of them said, well, yes, if you must know, we were in this band called OGS, which stood for Uta Guta Solo. Now, you Star Wars fanatics out there may get that reference. And I said, really? Well, where can I hear me some Uta Guta Solo? And they said, well, it is only available in one place, and that is the Swarthmore College bookstore, right there on the first floor of Clothier Hall, if any of you are in the Delaware County area. At any rate, I went and picked myself up a copy, and, well, there is probably a hole in your life where some ska, funk, hip-hop, Star Wars music would fit in quite nicely. So that's about to happen with track 8, I believe, from their album Arts and Crafts. It's called Amidala.
Queen Amidala, come sleep with me. In chapter 2 you'll be Anakin's girl, but I'm your temporary destiny.
Tried to bother and get some digits, but she hollered, get away, dirty midget. Aw, shit, and I began panicking when she beckoned over Big Anakin. Only age 10, but too strong to contend. Spit like an X-Wing through Vegas Canyon. Lifted her dress as she left the room, and like Obi-Wan Kenobi told me that's no moon. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi told me that's no moon. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi told me that's no moon. And like Obi-Wan Kenobi told me that's no moon.
Princess Leia, let me be your prince, cause I like girls who take off their amber, Connie and Finch. We could ride in my rocket, do it inside the cockpit, full throttle, hyperdrive, and no time to stop it. Chewie the Wookiee could join us if you please, but I prefer love and twos and not threes. If the force is with you, it's time for me to kiss you, Princess Leia. Oh, how I miss you when you go leave the Rebel Alliance. Being alone ain't easy, like fifth grade science. I got lots of love to give in long and short stints, Princess Leia. If only I was your prince.
Queen Amidala, come sleep with me. In chapter 2 you'll be Anakin's girl, but I'm your temporary destiny.
The power of that let touch rub my spot is a real man. He's not a robot, so you see, 3P, you meet and can never be. For the only man for me is my man, Billy D. Lando Calrissian. How I wish I was hugging and kissing him. He's not around, then I'll be missing him. C-45, if you are dissing, when you touch me, I shudder undercover. Lover, discover my secrets up in the clouds. Undo my shroud, make me scream out loud. Mandingo, you single, when you touch me, I tingle with your force. Of course, do me till I'm hoarse. Mr. Ed said is dead, come and do me in my bed. Clown City, little bitty, can I get a little bit? If you don't want me, if you he can't stand, I'll find another man. Where the hell is him? Can't find him? It's no bother. I'm Amidala, I'll find Jabba.
Nabuya. Now who's fine as booty? Chapter 2, you'll be Anakin's girl, but I'm your temporary destiny. I won't use a mind trick to get it in your head. Pursue a course of action that leads you right to my bed. Don't send me Padme. The royalty thing turns me on. I've got a lightsaber, I'm ready to ignite. I'll worship you all night long. Queen Amidala, come sleep with me. In chapter 2 you'll be Anakin's girl, bro. I'm your temporary destiny. I'm your temporary destiny. I'm your temporary destiny.
All right. So there goes OGS with Amidala, track 8 from Arts and Crafts, available at finer Swarthmore College bookstores near you. Moving right along, next up is the Devil's Workshop Big Band, which my friend Mr. Colin Killily was playing in for a while. And they're pretty awesome. They were a little bit less of a gimmick than OGS, not to reduce the artistic contributions of Udaguda Solo in any way. But if any of you out there are Charles Mingus fans, he had a big band for a while that would improvise all of their charts, which is no small task, as you can imagine. And Devil's Workshop Big Band did things similarly. They would improvise all of their songs as well. And they released one album, as far as I know, it's called Idle Hands. Devil's Workshop Big Band, Idle Hands. See what they did there? Yeah! So anyway, this is a track called Mushroom Tattoos. Now, it is worth mentioning that for the first probably million times, because I've listened to this song multiple millions of times, I am serious. For the first million times that I heard it, I thought they were saying mushrooms have tubes for everybody. Turns out they were saying mushroom tattoos. I will leave it to you to call it what you will. Here they are, Devil's Workshop Big Band. Thank you.
my thing. Watch over the break as I start to spit this spring. Shit, blue became my best friend. Lay down next to green and she ain't nothing but a girl. This world rocked me to sleep so my daydreams could be more than I expected. Resurrected, fell out the ashes. Lost this shit, moved with some dashes. Cassius Clay moved like smashes. Oh my god, I'm lost in reruns of mashes. Oh my god, I'm lost here using my cabbage and I'm moving. My damage is savage. Don't even understand, but I'm leaving memories for each and every one of the members of my band. Take my hand. Like explosions of clouds of mushrooms, I'm feeling confusion lost in a big vacuum of endo. You see it as the endo goes, nose flows, and I explode, it explode. Commode, yeah, there it is. I see confusion and clear resist. Bring the brakes and horns can resist. Yeah, I'm moving with the misty breeze, be making me feel like I'm dirty. Shit, in 3 years I'll be 30. If I say shit one more time, it'll be worse.
Thank you.
All right, so there goes the Devil's Workshop Big Band from Idle Hands. Next up, fine, I'm just going to do it. This is a song that I wrote and recorded. I am occasionally in my life a saxophonist, and I play baritone sax and soprano sax on this song, which is called No Hate, and I recorded it as part of the soundtrack to a documentary the Lou was making about a multimedia sculpture artist in Philadelphia. And it goes a little like this way. Enough of that. Let's move on to a group or individual. I'm not sure, actually, called Amiel or Amiel. A-M-I-E-L is how it's spelled. This is a song that evokes the emotions that I have to say I often feel when home for the holidays. Maybe you guys feel the same way. It's called How Do I Come Across?
I fumble for the right expression. Oh, the way my voice sounds.
you so much for downloading The Road to Shambhala, everybody. Tune in next week for our all-star theater panel. And until then, DJ Flav says, happy holidays, bitches!
Yo, I was born in 76, you know, the bicentennial, but I got freaks in my second last year, and that ain't no fun, so I got to ask y'all to give me some ones. Hey, give me some money for Xbox, bitch. Give me some money for Xbox, bitch. Wow, you know, I was born in 77, so why didn't turn knock an ugly ass Kevin give a single gift to me under the tree? You know, this holiday ain't free, so give me some money for Xbox, bitch. Give me some money for Xbox, bitch. Say, give me some money for Xbox, bitch. Say, give me some money for Xbox, bitch.